Voters in Colombia cast ballots for a new president today, and the apparent victor is a man who has promised to crack down hard on left-wing rebels in the country. Álvaro Uribe says he plans a major boost in the size of Colombia's military. As voting took place, there was sporadic violence. Rebel attacks in a handful of rural regions kept election officials from reaching some towns, but the overall turnout appears to have been good. NPR's Martin Costi spoke to us from the headquarters of Álvaro Uribe. Martin, tell us more about Uribe. What's his appeal?
Uribe shot to prominence here in Colombia about five months ago, as the peace process with the FARC left-wing guerrilla group was collapsing. A lot of Colombians became very frustrated with a peace process that was going nowhere after a three-year period in which they seemed to talk and talk and never do anything to stop the violence. Uribe's star rose in the political firmament here, and it never really came down again. People who are voting for him say they're doing it because they like his message that it's time just to get tough with these people, to double the size of the army, install neighborhood watch groups around the country, and just crack down on both left and right wing paramilitary groups.
Does his strict anti-terror stance alarm anyone?
It does. There's a large plurality of Colombians who are very worried about the fact that he's winning this election. They're worried that what he calls crackdown is really going to turn into a no-holds-barred civil war. They're worried that the right-wing paramilitary groups who seem to like him are going to see his victory as a green light and are going to step up their attacks on both leftist politicians as well as leftist rebels. And some people are even saying that he may find a way to drag the U.S. deeper into this conflict, deeper than the current military aid for anti-narcotics efforts.
There was some violence today. How serious was it?
According to Colombian standards, it was pretty quiet. A mayor was killed. The electricity service to a part of the country was knocked out by apparent rebel attacks. And as you said, some election officials weren't allowed to get to the towns that they wanted to deliver ballots to. But all in all, a quiet weekend in Colombia.
Martin, political divisions are deep in Colombia. Other presidents have tried and failed to end the country's 38-year civil war. What chance does Uribe have, and what other challenges lie ahead for him?
Well, there are people in Colombia who say that the Colombian governments in the past have never been that serious about defeating the left-wing and right-wing insurgencies. There are people who point to the fact that the military budget here is actually not that big compared to neighboring countries in South America, and that the Colombian government just has never really tried to defeat the guerrillas, and that Uribe may represent a turn towards seriousness, towards really taking a military solution to all of this. Others say that, no, he's just going to intensify an unwinnable war. It's hard to say exactly where this is going to go, but it's safe probably to bet that it's going to get kind of bloody.
NPR's Martin Costi in Bogota, Colombia. Thanks very much, Martin.
You're welcome.